Hey friends, this is We Have Thoughts, your friendly neighborhood podcast where we talk about movies. I'm Crystal.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Joy.
And we are discussing the 2013 Oscars. Today's movie is Zero Dark Thirty, and this is supposed to come out before Argo, but stuff happened, things got lost, whatever. We're finally getting this done, so I know you were waiting. You were so much anticipation, I know. But we are finally back to get this done, to get it going. So, yeah, Zero Dark Thirty. Along with Best Picture was nominated for Best Actress for Jessica Chastain, Best Original Screenplay, Mark Boll, Best Sound Editing, which it won, Best Film Editing. Five nominations, one total win. What did we think of Zero Dark Thirty?
Not much, honestly.
Was it zero or dark or 30?
It was definitely dark.
Yeah, it was.
It was definitely dark.
Subject matter. Subject matter, and also like I couldn't see a lot of stuff. But
yeah, there was a lot of torture happening. So
I mean, more like in the end when they were like infiltrating his house, but we're jumping in.
Oh, yeah. Like Green Vision.
So we've talked about this before, but 9/11 movies always really are hard for me to discuss. I don't know if it was because I was such an impressionable young person at the time, but it's one of the many life changing things I lived through that it's hard to talk about. So this is all about that. And it's tough. It's one of the movies that I saw twice for this podcast, but that's probably it. I'll never ever touch it again. It's not my kind of thing to watch, like just on a Saturday night, you know.
I worry about the person who's like, Saturday night movie night, let's watch Zero Dark Thirty.
I've never seen it, I guess. Yeah, or you're not as attached to that type of, because I lived through 9/11 also, like when these events happened. So
yeah,
It was our first unprecedented time.
Yeah, it was the first time, at least for me, and I guess for y'all too, that it felt like, this is what the real world is. This mm-hmm. is like, people aren't always nice, and people aren't always kind, and it isn't always rainbows and butterflies all the time. It was very much I was very young, but I was still very like aware of the fact that the world is not as it seems a lot of the times.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. It's fair to say, like, it's definitely a generational thing for anyone who was around that age at that time when it happened, and then subsequent events of like the war on terror and then the events of this movie and, you know, all of that stuff. Like I wouldn't say it's like fresh, even though like it still feels like, you know, it could have happened yesterday, but like I think we were very impressionable at that age, so it was something that affected our coming of age times.
Yeah, like you were saying, like that, obviously 9/11 that day feels like I have such a sense memory of it. I feel like I could drop back into that day and I remember how odd the day was and how I felt that day. But then also I vividly remember hearing the news of them killing Osama bin Laden. I remember that announcement, and I remember that was probably the first time I got that I was on Twitter for such a public world event. And
really,
yeah, I remember being on Twitter and seeing a lot of being really conflicted about what I was seeing, because a lot of people were celebrating, and that just felt very weird to me for it to be celebratory.
Yeah,
like I'm glad justice or whatever has been made and found and done or whatever, but I don't know, it just feels weird to be celebrating murdering somebody.
Also, that's when I learned that, like, what he was a part of. Like, I get your point about not understanding them celebrating someone's death, but then I've never lived through what they have. So it's kind of like, how do I...
I'm talking about just, like, random people on Twitter.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
That's what felt gross to me. Like, people close to it, of course. Like, I understand those are complicated feelings. But I
guess I wasn't on Twitter that much at the time, because I don't remember. I just remember seeing, like, the news and people, you know, cheering in the streets of that country. So yeah, it would make sense for them to have a reaction of that way. Like me, definitely. I'm here in America. I don't know anything. I'm a dumb American. So like, I'm just kind of absorbing what I'm watching.
Yeah.
But yeah, Twitter, I don't remember Twitter a lot of the time. So I believe it though.
I was fairly new and I mostly followed Broadway people. But I remember being on Twitter that night. I remember that. Anyway, you know what this movie blessed us with?
What?
It blessed us with a double Kyle Chandler feature for the 2013 Oscars. Thank you. We love a Kyle Chandler moment. It also blessed us with, like, the birth of movie star Jessica Chastain.
And my number one boy.
My number boy! Jeremy Strong. Oh. Love him.
I think it's funny how that the entire time they're talking about how Jessica Chastain is, like, how she's so young and she's, like, fresh. And she looks like the same age as all of them to me.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Whatever.
They all just look like, yeah, they all look like peers. Like, these are the people that you work with. These are the people your age. Yeah. But I will say, like, she did, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot for her to do here, but she did a good job with what she had, you know? It wasn't terrible. It wasn't incredible. But, like, you know, they love a good yelling Oscar clip, so they got that.
I also appreciate that they didn't try to, like, also in, like, put in some kind of romance for her.
Ugh, I would have hated that.
Yeah, that would have been gross.
Or make it to where, like, she was, like, having an affair with someone at the office or whatever. There was never anything, like, sexual about her character, and I appreciated that. Like, it was all about the business.
And that's refreshing.
It was refreshing. I think it kept a tight scope on the story and what they were trying to do here. I appreciate that. Looking back on it,
this supposed to be Rooney Mara, so I'm pretty. I think we've talked about her before, but I think I would have preferred Jessica Chastain to Rooney Mara.
Then it was supposed to be Rooney Mara. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been horrible.
I'll always prefer Jessica Chastain to Rooney Mara.
Yeah, because I don't know. I don't believe that Rooney Mara would have been able to convey as much power Jessica Chastain would. Because even Jessica Chastain is like standing there. Or she's standing there like with her hands crossed and her sunglasses on. Like, she's saying so much just by not saying anything. And I think
Rooney Mara has the emotional bandwidth of a teaspoon. Like, I wouldn't feel intimidated by her. I wouldn't feel, I wouldn't have wanted to go on that journey with her, but Jessica Chastain made it more human.
Right.
Which I appreciated. We also get Chris Messina in this movie.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Was it this one or Argo?
That's Argo, sorry.
Damn it.
Yeah.
As soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like,
I think Chris Messina's in my Argo notes. Yeah, Chris Messina.
I watched them back to back. I watched one after the other, so I'm like, who was where? Oh, yeah, the, like, what is it? The 1970s costumes to help me differentiate them a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of feel like there's not really much to discuss of this movie other than just how it was literally changed. The script was changed in the middle of filming because he was killed. And so they had to revamp not the entire movie, but like the last part of it, being like alive for that event is interesting. I don't know. It's, there's like, I don't know what much more to say about it, you know?
Let's take a look at it if we take away the ending of the film that we got. If we didn't know, if they didn't capture or if they didn't kill Osama bin Laden, what would the movie have been? Just her, I mean,
giving up or something? Or
it's like already 2 hours of her chasing and chasing and chasing and chasing to no avail. So would that just been the end? Like, oh, well, we're still chasing.
I believe they revamped it to make it seem more of a chase after they caught him. Like, it was not a completely different movie, but it was a different movie. So I don't know exactly what that original script was.
I think I read that it was it was supposed to be about her unwavering effort of finding him. So it still would have been maybe, I mean, not to say that it wasn't exciting chase. It was so long. It was like almost 10 years of chasing him.
Yeah, you're right. What would the movie have been like? It would have been like no.
Even slower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it already feels like you're chasing him for 10 years. Like, you feel the length of time, even in the just 2 hours.
Yeah.
Right.
And then with how they rewrote the script, I feel like the end piece of it, where they're, like, searching for him in the house and stuff, it feels, like, slightly, like, you can, even if we didn't know that it was changed during the filming process or during the production, it still feels like kind of an add-on. It doesn't mesh. I feel like it didn't mesh as well with the rest of it. Like, obviously we know, like, you know, in general that's what happened, but I don't know, it's such a, like, different, you feel the urgency more there obviously than the rest of the movie, where it's just like chasing and chasing, but like slowly chasing, like a slow chase, like just like a being dragged out, you know.
It's like that, like, war movies aren't really our thing to begin with.
Yeah,
so that doesn't help either.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you were to like chart the tension of the movie, it's pretty level with like spikes, yeah. a little spikes during the torture scenes, and then a spike there when her friend is killed. And then it, like, is off the charts there those last 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I feel like if they would have just gone back and kind of looked at that and readjusted, or, I don't know, just accounted for how intense those last 20 minutes are, and kind of evened out the rest of the movie, it might have been a little more exciting to watch.
Also, when I first watched it, you know, I watched it when it came out, and it was arguably too soon.
So soon.
So, you know.
I remember you and I, like, having, like, it hurt our stomachs to watch this the first time. Like.
Yeah.
It was only 2 years after?
I don't remember, but yeah, that sounds right.
It was May 1st, 2011, right?
But they didn't, was he killed in 2011 as well?
It was May 1st, yeah.
Oh, that's right, right. Okay, then yeah, yeah.
Which, I love, so I'm also an Aaron Sorkin junkie, and there's an episode of The Newsroom that takes place on this night, they're all celebrating their 1 year anniversary of working together, and they're all drunk. And then they get the news that something's coming in, get ready to break special news, and they have to go run into the newsroom and try and get their shit together. One of their tip-offs is Dwayne The Rock Johnson had tweeted before the news was announced everywhere, just got word from some friends or whatever, it's a great day to be American, home of the free, something of the brave. I'm going to look it up real quick. Yeah, he, like, tweeted out that something big was coming before it was announced.
Oh, weird. Was that taken from real life, or was that just in the story?
No, he really tweeted that out, because he got, I think he knew somebody that was a Navy SEAL or something.
Of course he does.
What?
That's so...
The Rock literally is the most, like, random kind of person. Like, I feel like everything I know about him, or everything, like, any, like, fact about him is just, like, someone just wrote some random facts into a hat and, like, pulled out a slip of paper for each one. And he's just, like, puzzled together with, like, random facts.
It's like, we know everything about him, but also nothing at all, you know?
Yeah. He's an strange character.
And I wonder if those rumors of him running for office are true.
I hope, like, not.
The presidency. I feel like that rumor gets bigger
every cycle.
Yeah, he tweeted an hour before the president announced. Just got word that will shock the world. Land of the free, home of the brave. Damn proud to be an American.
Dang. That's so wild.
Oh, his cousin is a Navy SEAL.
Oh, okay. That's nuts. I can't believe that actually happened. That's such a, like,
thing you were done. Yeah. I don't have any words for that at all.
Oh, also, they were, like, getting updates from, like, their sources being like, hey, be available tonight. We're going to need you. They're like, what's going on? What's going on? And then The Rock tweeted that. And they were like, oh, shit. Something's going down.
That's crazy.
That's the episode itself is... meh, it's got some problems, but kind of fun.
How weird. How wild. In the random, like, things that could happen in the world. Of all people, The Rock.
It would be him. Like, who else? Yeah.
That's why I say it makes sense.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. What other note did I have? So this was nominated for screenplay, was that correct?
Original screenplay, yeah.
Original screenplay. When I look at it compared to the other original screenplays, it doesn't... Is it, like, okay, I guess?
Oh, do we want to go the categories already?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
We can.
Let's do it, because we obviously have so much to say on this movie.
I feel bad. Like, I don't have a lot to say, but I don't think I had a lot to say the first time either.
I was going to say, we didn't have a lot to say the first time. We probably stretched it out by joking about other stuff we were talking about. Okay, yeah. We recorded this 2 months ago, and the episode got lost, so.
That's pretty good. We haven't had an issue like that in some time, so.
We've talked a lot about stuff.
I'm still trying to figure out how it happened, and I can't figure it out.
A glitch in the matrix, you know.
Must have been, because everything was mislabeled. Yeah, I don't understand it. Okay, let's go through those categories.
Okay. Do we think it's nominated for Best Picture?
Sure.
No.
I mean, it's a totally movie that would be.
Yeah.
Much like Hollywood, America loves itself as well, and any for sure. Indication of them, like, look at us, we did a good thing, you know, whatever.
I don't know enough about, like, the festival circuit that season, or the foreign films, other than Amour, that could have taken its place, but I feel like there's probably a movie that was better suited for Best Picture.
The Master. I thought The Master was better.
The Master was great.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
That movie is interesting. But I think if I had to replace Zero Dark Thirty, I would replace. I mean, if it's here, whatever, but I think if I had a choice to replace it, I would replace it with The Master.
I think that's I agree.
That's my answer.
I didn't want
to. Or Moonrise Kingdom, but I don't know if that was just really good or I really liked it. I can't really tell, but I love that movie. It's so cute. I don't know. Can't really tell.
What's next?
Best Actress, Jessica Chastain. She was beat out by Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook. Does she deserve to be there? Sure. I still think my win would have been Kwajine Wallace for Beast of the South.
Yeah.
My fave.
I think as great as Jennifer Lawrence is, her win for Silver Linings was weird.
We talked about that in the episode, but, like, I guess I'll reiterate that, like, I can see why she won.
Yeah.
But I think it should have been Kwajine Wallace.
I agree.
I think there were really good performances that year. But, like, Jessica Chastain still doesn't crack my top three. Like, she's good, but not great. And it doesn't help that she doesn't have a whole lot to work with anyway, so.
Next would be original screenplay. What else was nominated?
Original screenplay. It was beat out by Django Unchained. It was up against A More Flight and Moonrise Kingdom. A Flight was not great, but whatever.
Yeah, I would go for Moonrise Kingdom or A More.
More.
I love Moonrise Kingdom. I might agree with Moonrise Kingdom. A More was really great, too. Especially, I think it was really great in its simplicity. It wasn't too much. But what it was really great.
Yeah, especially with, like simple, like, bare-bones kind of scripts. It's hard for them to be, like, that good without having, like, a thousand things going on. But I think it did a really good job.
And where I think Moonrise Kingdom is a good opposite of that, where it had, you know, different story, like, it had a lot going on, but it was so balanced.
Right. I feel very like Moonrise colorful. Kingdom was more about the story, was More was more about the actors and their performances.
Maybe you guys will convince me to watch Moonrise Kingdom. Maybe I'll do it.
It's fun.
It's so cute. I love it.
I love cute stuff.
So. I'm typically a Wes Anderson fan, so that has a lot to do. Okay, best sound editing. Oh, sorry. A little peep here. Best sound editing. It won along with Skyfall as a tie. It beat out Argo, Django Unchained, and Life of Pi.
But like Skyfall, I remember having really good sound. That was, ugh.
I just love Skyfall. Is a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
That should have been Best Picture as well.
Yeah, I'd be down with that being Best Picture. That's probably one of the like best like.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, one of the better James Bond films because it's not so like cliche James Bond. It actually has like a full story.
And like, especially because Skyfall was the movie where we kind of like see him with his back against the wall a little bit, and he's still James Bond, but he's a little bit more of a challenge for him to complete his task. I think that's really interesting.
I still have only watched one James Bond film.
Oh my god! I thought you were watching more.
I'll get around to it. I forget about him, honestly. I've been watching so much D&D. Like, all I'm watching now.
Oh, I was going to ask you, is it car racing season, or is that over now?
It kind of goes all year. It's from March to November.
Oh, yeah, pretty much all year.
So they just happened in Austin last weekend, like, a couple days ago. And they'll be in Mexico next weekend.
Cool.
And then it's Brazil. And then it's Abu Dhabi all over again. Fucking Abu Dhabi.
I don't know how, but I have another friend, too, that's, like, super into it, although you would have never thought they'd be into the racing thing. But they're, like...
It's because of the show. It's because of the show on Netflix.
I think that probably got everyone into it. Is that all the categories for this one? No,
last is film editing. It was beat out by Argo. Other nominations were Life of Pi, Lincoln, and Silver Linings Playbook.
Good nominations.
This would have been Beast of the Southern Wild. I think that had a really good editing in that movie.
Yeah, I would have swapped it out instead of this one because this one was, again.
I was going to say, this was at the bottom of my list of those.
Yeah. Easily, you could have easily taken it out and no one would have noticed at all.
But yeah, that's the five nominations.
I agree. Beast is so good. I think the editing for Life of Pi, too, was just...
Mm-hmm. And the editing for Argo was pretty great, too.
Yeah.
I would say that was one of its strengths.
For sure. Yeah, so really everything was better than Zero Dark Thirty, which is kind of sad. Like, yeah. You should be the best of the best, not like...
It probably did as well as it did because of the story. because it's about how we got Osama bin Laden. And it's a proud moment for America. It shows, you know, the if you keep your nose down and you do the work, it pays off, even if it's 10 years later. Like, it's so grossly American. That's why it's here.
You're so right.
It's America saying, look at what we did.
Oh, man. Just America. Just America loving on itself when it doesn't deserve it.
The only reason this movie didn't do better is because it didn't have a Hollywood aspect to it. Hollywood was not involved with the killing of Osama bin Laden. If they had been.
Like Argo.
This movie would have been Best Picture.
I mean, it's not as bad as this movie, but with American Sniper, very similar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Very much America and very much not great. That one was a worse movie than this, but
terrible movie.
Had a similar attributes for sure.
Yeah. If you haven't heard our American Sniper podcast, go listen to it. It was something.
I read the fucking book, y'all. Go listen to it.
Oh yeah, Anna did her homework real good. So
I was not about to read that book. You could not pay me enough or anything. I don't know. Actually, right now you might.
It was, no, it's not worth it.
Desert times, desert measures.
I think that's where we call it, folks.
So our rankings are gonna, should we give our final rankings again? Even though, if they listen to Argo already, they know where we fit this movie. Now that I think about it.
No, but we can still.
We gave our rankings in Argo with Zero Dark Thirty included.
Yeah, but we can do it without Argo.
Okay, sure.
What it was before.
I'll go first.
Yeah.
Okay, starting at the bottom, we got Django Unchained. It is no secret my disdain for Tarantula. Number 7, I have Zero Dark Thirty. Number 6, I have Lincoln. Followed by Les Mis. Number 4 is Amour. And then 3, I have Silver Linings Playbook. 2, I have Beasts of the Southern Wild. And in first place, I have Life of Pi. And that is my list.
Crystal.
Mine's pretty similar. Zero Dark Thirty is at the bottom. Then I have Django Unchained. I don't remember why this is above that, to be honest with you. Because I feel like I watched a movie a year ago, so...
Probably the performances in Django.
Yeah, and there were some really nice shots. I did like some shots.
Yeah.
There really weren't any shots in this Zero Dark Thirty movie. Lincoln, because...
Sally Field and Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah. And then Les Mis, because I'm a sucker for song and dance. Then Silver Linings, because I don't know why I put it that high, but whatever. Then Amour. Then Beast of the Southern Wild and Life of Pi, because I still think that's like one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life.
My rankings. Oh, did we all put Zero Dark Thirty at the bottom? Oh, no, that was...
I had Django. My disdain for him is more than Zero Dark Thirty.
All right, so I had Zero Dark Thirty at the bottom and number 8. Number 7 was Lincoln. 6 is Django Unchained because technically the cinematography was, I hate to admit it, but good. So it gets number 6. Les Mis at number 5 because we love a musical. Amour is number 4, Life of Pi is number 3, Beast of Southern Wild number 2.
Uh-oh, you cut out.
We lost you. What's your number 1?
You know what it is.
Actually, I wasn't paying attention, so no, I don't.
Okay. Just think real hard, you can figure it out. Hello.
What happened?
I don't know.
Where are you? We can't even see you.
Oh, what? I don't know. Well, did you hear my rankings or no?
We didn't hear your last one,
but we can all guess what it is.
Yeah, the elimination, process of elimination, Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, that's right. I was distracted. I apologize.
That's all right. My Skype did a weird thing. I don't know what it did.
It hiccuped.
Also, it says that there's four people on the call. Joy R. Joy.
Are there two of you, Joy?
No. Oh, sorry. It's just three out of four on the call. Okay. I don't know what that means.
No, I see Joy R. Joy, Crystal, and me.
I guess I have two logins then. Two different profiles. My two, one for each email. They think I use the other one for like interviews and shit.
Weird that you would need two, but okay.
She probably forgot the password of the first one. This may want an accident.
You're not wrong. yeah, so that's Zero Dark 30.
Yeah. And technically, that's it.
Now it really is the end of 2013 Oscars.
We're really closing the book on it.
Although I will say Argo is one of my favorite episodes I think we've done. I listened to it back again and was like, oh, this is great. This is good stuff.
It was good. We all had notes. We all had some thoughts. Good shit.
A lot of our thoughts were very well thought out because it had come to that movie.
We had years to prepare.
Yeah. And what, 4 or 5 years in the making?
Yeah. So it felt very full circle for all of us
for that reason. That was good. It's great.
All right, folks. We'll be back for the current 2021-2022 award season. We don't know if we'll be back for the Golden Globes. We might.
We're still thinking about it. I don't know.
But we'll definitely be here for the Oscars.
For sure.
Yeah, we don't know if we're going to podcast on any other award shows other than the Oscars, just because it's a little hard for us. But we definitely will be tweeting through them, talking about them, posting about them, and podcast for definitely for your Oscars, for sure.
And all of those Oscar movies are starting to come out in theaters, so it's going to be busy. No.
So there's four big ones out right now.
Let me double check. So
almost all tar today. Oscars
are March 12th.
March 12th?
And the nominations come out January 24th.
Okay, so we'll have a good amount of time, more than a month.
After January 24th, start looking for episodes from us of the Best Picture nominees. Hopefully there's 10. I like when there's 10, just because I like an even number. So that way we can get those out, and yeah.
I'm so excited. This year's going to be good. It's going to be so good.
And I have a feeling that between us, we've seen some already.
Yes. So, yeah.
That'll be interesting.
Excited.
So be on the lookout. And until then, bye.
Bye.